Welcome to the Thrive Her podcast, where we empower women to take control of their unique health conditions and wellness journey during perimenopause and beyond. Our goal is to help you dream big and reach your fullest potential in every part of your life. Each week, the podcast dives into expert insights, natural solutions, and inspiring stories to support you on your journey. And now, here's your host, your no-nonsense naturopath, Rochelle Waite.
It's the final week of January. Across Australia, the New Year energy hasn't just faded, it has officially hit the wall. The gyms are starting to quieten down, the meal prep containers are migrating to the back of the cupboard, and most women are currently engaged in a very specific, very quiet form of self-sabotage. They've decided they aren't disciplined enough. They've decided they'll try again when life calms down. I'm here to tell you, things aren't going to calm down. And discipline isn't the problem. You aren't failing a resolution, you're hitting a biological ceiling. Your body isn't a project to be overhauled by the first of the month. It's a system that prioritizes safety over change. Every single time. Today, we stop the cycle of trying harder and we start the strategy of acting smaller. The noise ends now. The music begins. Let's move. James Clear in Atomic Habits famously wrote that we do not rise to the level of our goals, we fall to the level of our systems. It's a brilliant observation, but as a clinician, I want to take it one step further. In a world of women's health, your system isn't just your calendar or your gym bag. It's your physiology. Most health advice is lazy medicine. It tells you to set a massive goal, lose 10 kilos, quit sugar, change your life by Monday morning. It looks great on a whiteboard. It's a disaster for a human cell. When you set a goal that requires a 100% lifestyle shift, you are asking a system that is already in resource debt to pay a metabolic tax it can simply not afford. Think about the room you're standing in right now. If your nervous system is already realigning, managing the shifts of perimenopause, the demands of a high-octane career, and the mental load of a family, your body is in survival priority. It has reorganized every spare molecule of energy just to keep you standing. It is operating on a wartime budget. Your HPA axis, the communication line between your brain and your adrenal glands, is already firing signals to keep your blood pressure stable and your brain alert enough to manage the chaos. When you try to force a radical change on top of that load, an hour of high-intensity training or a restrictive fasting window, your brain doesn't see progress. It sees a threat. This is homeostasis in action. Your body's internal thermostat is set to survival. When you try to crank the heat to performance without providing the raw materials first, your brain triggers a manual override. It's not a lack of willpower when you reach for that cookie at 3 p.m. It is a biological security payout. Your brain is sensing a drop in available energy and it is demanding the quickest fuel source possible to keep the lights on. Your metabolism slows to conserve fuel because it thinks you're in famine. You don't quit because you're weak. You quit because your internal systems have performed a necessary intervention to protect you from the exhaustion of your own goals. You haven't failed. You've just hit the ceiling of what your current chemistry can tolerate. To change the habit, we have to change the environment of the cell. This brings us to the part where most women give up. James Clear calls it the plateau of latent potential. Imagine an ice cube sitting in a room that is 5 degrees below freezing. You heat up the room by 1 degree. Nothing happens. You heat it another degree, still nothing. You've put in the work, you've spent the energy, but you're looking at that cube and it's still solid. At minus 2 degrees, you're thinking you're failing. You think your effort is wasted because you don't see a puddle on the floor. But then you hit the melting point. The shift from 1 degree below freezing to zero looks like a miracle. But it was actually the result of all the work done when nothing was happening. This is the 1% mandate. In my practice, I call this the biological standardization. That's because I'm a nerd. When you commit to a micro habit, say like drinking 35 mils of water per kilo of body weight or hitting a specific protein target in the morning, you might not feel transformed by Tuesday, but at a cellular level, the temperature is rising. You are clearing metabolic waste from your brain, specifically through the lymphatic system that only functions when nervous system begins to feel safe. You're building a glucose shield that prevents insulin spikes that drives inflammation. You are signaling your hypothalamus that the food supply is stable and the waste removal system is functioning. You are signaling safety. These 1% shifts are the Trojan horse. They are small enough to slip past your brain's security guards, that's the amygdala, without triggering an alarm. While the rest of the world is still trying to force a door that's bolted shut with discipline, we are quietly turning the key with chemistry. We don't optimize the result until we've standardized the signal. We stop looking for the melt and start focusing on the degrees. Because once you hit zero, the transformation becomes inevitable. You aren't just changing a habit, you're changing the potential of your entire system. I'm bringing up James Clear a lot, but what he has to say is quite useful. James Clear talks about habits as votes you cast for the person you wish to become. It's the shift from saying, I'm trying to quit sugar, to I'm not the kind of person who eats sugar. But at Thrive Her, we don't just vote for a new me. We cast votes for a functional me. Every time you choose a micro habit, you are providing a biological instruction. I'm often asked why we focus on such tiny shifts and why we deliver them via WhatsApp. It's because real life doesn't happen in a vacuum. It doesn't happen in a weekend retreat or a sterile doctor's office where you have 100% of focus on your health. Our Thrive Here membership portal, for instance, is our library of power, and it's where the deep strategy and the masterclasses live. But the micro habit revolution is the tactical radio in your pocket. Because real life happens in the kitchen at 7 a.m. while you're looking for school shoes. It happens in the car between meetings when you decided whether to reach for your third caffeine hit or a metabolic reframe. Life happens in the hallway. If your health strategy requires you to leave your life to execute it, it's a bad strategy. It will fail the moment the mental load increases. A high-performing strategy, a strategic pivot, is one that works in the messy, loud, unpredictable reality of your day. When you're moving from being at the effect of your symptoms to standing at the cause of your chemistry, we're proving to your nervous system one micro action at a time that it is safe to thrive. We aren't looking for perfection, we are looking for agency. You aren't broken. Your body has just been waiting for a system that respects its limits while expanding its potential. It's about building a foundation that doesn't crumble when it gets heavy. Now we're at the threshold. February 1st is the line in the sand. It's the resolutions of January that are in the graveyard, but the next 30 days belong to you. This isn't a second chance at January. It's a different game entirely. Now, if you're ready to stop negotiating with your exhaustion and start signaling your systems, I would love to invite you to join our 30-day micro habit revolution. It's free, evidence-led, and designed to work exactly where you live. One micro action, one reframe, and 30 days of standing at cause. If you'd like to sign up, To join us, the link is microhabits.thriveher.vip. I'll throw them in the show notes. I'd love you to stop the noise and start the music. I'd love to see you in the group. Now, before we go, I'd like to share with you next week, we go even deeper. Episode 26 is The Fine Lie, While Lab Results Miss the Mark. We're going to talk about why your normal blood test results are missing the full picture of your health and how to actually read the data your body is sending you. Until next time, keep believing in yourself, keep striving for more, and keep thriving, because your best life is just ahead.
Thank you for joining us on this episode of the Thrive Her podcast. We hope you found valuable insights and practical tips to help you on your path to achieving everything you want in life. Remember, with the right support, you can achieve anything. If you love this episode, please share it on Instagram stories and tag No Nonsense Naturopath. Also, if you enjoy the podcast, you'll love a Thrive Her membership. Check it out at thriveher.vip. Each interaction helps others find this valuable information. Connect with us on social media and join our community of thriving women. Until next time, stay empowered, stay healthy, and keep thriving.